Press release MYMICHIGAN Health. My Michigan Health President and CEO Diane Postler-Slattery, Ph.D., Foch, 62, and her husband Don died unexpectedly following a fatal plane crash in Northwest Florida on Tuesday evening. "This is a great tragedy for our health system," said Greg Rogers, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, My Michigan Health. Diane was a strong, passionate and inspirational leader and was beloved by her family, friends and colleagues. "We ask that you keep her family and friends in your thoughts and prayers, and that you respect their privacy during this difficult time." Diane became president and CEO of My Michigan Health on January 14, 2013, which brought her and her husband to Michigan. Prior to that, she served as president and chief operating officer of Aspirus Wausau Hospital and senior vice president of quality and extended services for the Aspirus system. Diane held a Ph.D. in education administration from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, as well as a Master of Science in Nursing, Nursing Administration and Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. "She was a visionary and under her leadership we greatly expanded our health system, including affiliations with our medical centers in Alpena, West Branch and most recently Sioux Street Marie," continued Rogers. "As a nurse herself, she was committed to patient care and the highest level of safety and patient satisfaction. In fact, the comfort for patients and their families was of utmost importance to her, ensuring any new facility had a warm, home-like setting, including her favorite feature, a cozy fireplace. She was active in many professional and civic organizations and was a fellow of the American College of Healthcare Executives. She was a board member of Midland Center for the Arts, Midland Business Alliance, Michigan Baseball Foundation, Michigan Health and Hospital Association, Affirmant Health Partners, Alma College, and Thrive, transforming healthcare regionally in a vibrant economy. She was also a member of the Midland 100 Club and the Midland Business Alliance Innovation Center Advisory Committee. Diane was lead director of Incredible Bank's board of directors. She also served as the chair of the American Hospital Association's 2019 and 2020 Go Red for Women campaign. During her career, Diane was the recipient of numerous awards, which included a Woman of Vision, Athena, University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire President's Award, State of Wisconsin Nurse Leader of the Year, State of Wisconsin Champion in Women's Health, Great Lakes Bay YWCA Woman of Achievement, and Junior Achievement Business Hall of Fame laureate. Diane and Don are survived by their three children and five grandchildren. Rogers is currently functioning as acting CEO for the health system until further action is taken.